Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
WS Radio welcomes Southern Pride Fitness with your host, Robin Shea.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Robin.
Hey, good morning.
And David.
We just haven't had a more beautiful day than today. There is nothing to be stressed out about today at all as far as the weather goes.
That's right.
But speaking of stress, we are going to be talking about that five-letter word. It bites each of us from time to time throughout our entire life, whether we're young children and we're dealing with the stresses of school-related issues or social issues, or as we're more mature and we're dealing with life issues. Stress is a common part of our everyday life. Some examples of stress. I do some public speaking, and I know that that is one of the major stressors for individuals in the workplace, just the idea of standing up in front of people. And I have felt that from time to time when I get up, but for some reason that feeds into my performance, and I use stress in that particular situation as an advantage. But there are other things that completely shut me down. Is stress something that both of you feel? Oh, by the way, I'm here with David Knuckles and Deanna Wilson.
Good morning.
Yes.
So is stress something that the two of you commonly deal with in your own personal lives?
Most definitely. Most definitely. Mental and social, and of course physical.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
three.
Yeah. What about you, Deanna?
Well, I mean, you know, being in the field that I'm in, speaking publicly comes very easy and natural. I have no problem with getting in front of people and giving a speech or whatever. Because I'm a mom of multiple children, usually my stresses come with kids.
Yes. Oh, God. Oh, that's a whole other
relationship
show.
Stress.
Yes,
there you go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, here today to help us make some sense of it is Dr. Daniel Kirsch. He is the president-elect at the American Institute of Stress in New York. But you're here on another mission today, joining us from San Antonio. Dr. Kirsch, are you there?
Yes, I am. And I've been nodding my head positively. Of course, can't see that on the radio, but I've been nodding my head to everything you've said, including using stress productively when public speaking, and that I have 8 and 11-year-old daughters, and I can relate to that, too.
Whoa, I tell you, we have stress coming at us from every different angle, but I guess that can be identified as just living.
Yeah.
Because it's just part of our lives.
That's right.
First of all, I want to thank you very much for joining us. Your credentials are just so, so very impressive that I don't even really know where to begin with them. But thank you so much for being with us today.
You're welcome. And I sort of diverted your statement. I am at the Association of Military Surgeons of the United States meeting in San Antonio at the moment.
Oh, wonderful. In San Antonio, Texas, one of the most beautiful cities in the entire country.
I agree.
I hope you're enjoying
that. I had a nice
walk
last night on the Riverwalk, and it's just gorgeous.
Oh, there's nothing like the San Antonio Riverwalk. So please give us some background on the American Institute of Stress.
Certainly. It was founded in 1978 by Paul Roche at a request of Hans Selye, the founder of stress, the father of stress, I should say. He coined the term in the 1930s. He actually took the term from engineering stress on materials and applied it to humans, and it is now the term used throughout the world, and nobody really knows what it is, it seems, but everybody has it. It's a striving business. I mean, a lot of people are saying, oh, the economy is bad. Go into the stress business right now, and business is booming.
Right, right. Where one suffers, the other picks up. I think that's pretty common.
Yeah.
So what do you define as stress? I mean, you just said it's a very difficult thing to pinpoint.
Yes.
But is there a clinical definition for stress?
Yeah, there's a few ways of looking at it. It's hard to define overall, like happiness or what does a banana taste like. But you've had it, so people have had the symptoms of the physical symptoms. Basically, stress is what you experience when you believe you cannot cope with a situation. And so it's not necessarily the thing out there. The thing out there might be stressful to one person in a distressful way or bad way, where it might be you stress to another one, euphoric stress, which is good stress. the classic example is waiting online to ride a roller coaster. For some people, oh, I can't wait to get on, and others are imagining how awful it could be and looking
right.
at the what-ifs and the worst-case scenario. And the sympathetic nervous system kicks in, your fight-or-flight reaction, and you get a host of physical symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, it's really, classically it's defined as the non-specific reaction of the body to any demand placed upon it. So that's a bit of a mouthful, and it basically says it could, anything can cause anything.
Right.
And this is what is really amazing about the American Institute of Stress. Paul Roche is the smartest person I ever met. And I've met a lot of people. So I'm saying I walk in his footsteps, but I'll never stand in his shoes.
Oh, well.
He's an amazing man and certainly one of my greatest mentors in life. And he has taken this far beyond what a lot of people think about in terms of stress management, all the way through full human potential. And he and I as well, which is probably why I'm his predecessor, I'm following him, he's a stickler, as I am, on science. We believe that things should be examined, not somebody gets an idea that pops into their mind and it becomes part of healthcare. Evidence-based medicine is the correct term here.
Right.
But at the Montreux Stress Conferences in Switzerland, which American Institute of Stress was famous for, they have had the most amazing speakers from all over the world. FDA talk there, World Health Organization. You often had a Russian contingent because it really went into the full human potential, not just stress. So I was struggling with this. I didn't want to lose this. When I assumed presidency of the organization, so I've decided we're going to have two conferences or two tracks. And they'd be in Las Vegas, not Switzerland, because it's the American Institute of Stress, and more people will go to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
That's where doctors like to go. And it is a healthcare conference, not a lay conference. Although we are branching out more into soon have a new website with a lot of social networking and involving people. We want to get them involved in the organization, not just listening to what we have to say.
Right.
So the two tracks, one would be the practical side of stress, stress of everyday living and, the corporate stress programs, family stress, those kind of things, the practical things and the things you can do about the third stage of stress, the consequences. But we'll also maintain a theoretical track, which will have the world's leading physiological scientists and researchers who are looking at how far can we go? What is the full capacity of your mind? How can we merge our mind and our body into one working unit that's not at odds with itself?
How often do you experience, and this is, I speak with a lot of folks, nowhere near the amount that you speak to, and of course the depth that you can go with them. But from a counseling perspective, I do speak with quite a few. And I oftentimes will come across individuals that are truly looking for a medical cause for stress-related symptoms. And my first response is, let's look at the stress that is coming at you in your life, and are you dealing with it? And, of course, they instantly say, I don't feel stressed. And I said, well, you may not feel stressed, but what are some things that are going on? And I'll start looking at the outside areas of their life, things that they may just not want to be dealing with at the moment, but they're playing on them subconsciously, and it is truly the trigger of their stress. And it is not a medical condition yet. It is still just an inability to cope with certain life situations. Is this something that you see?
Yes. You can talk about stress in terms of symptoms, which are basically sympathetic nervous system symptoms, increased heart rate. Basically, the blood is shunted to the brain and the muscles. It's taken away from digesting food. Pupils dilate so you can see better. Your muscles are stronger, so you have more energy. Actually, the liver converts glycogen to glucose for quicker energy, so that you're ready to fight or run away. You're ready to react, and you know, you just can't punch someone in the nose because you don't like what they say anymore in society. We might be programmed for that, but then we bottle it up and it goes inside somewhere. Basically, there are three stages in stress. One is the activating event, which is something that comes from the outside, and this is something you might be able to change. You might be able to change your environment. I mean, if you're standing on line for a roller coaster and you're really scared about it, perhaps you should get out of line. But on the other hand, you don't always have that option. If you hate your boss and your boss is abusive in some way and you must have this job, then you have to learn coping strategies. But after the activating event, it's the belief in the event. You know, what if? What if the roller coaster breaks and I fall to my doom? You know, and then this is what really causes the stress, how you believe the event is going to affect you. And then there's the consequences of these beliefs is stress. I mean, in a formula, you could say the perception of the situation minus the actual demands of the situation equals your stress level.
Dr. Kirsch, we have to take a short break. Please, can we have you stick around for one more segment?
Sure.
Okay, we will be right back with Southern Fried Fitness, The Robin Shea Show.
Hi, this is Randy Jones. I have a new venture I'm really excited about, the Randy Jones All-American Sports Grill. We're in Mission Valley's Hazard Center, where trophies used to be. We have plenty of free parking right across from the trolley. We offer a great menu, including My Great Barbecue, a full bar with 24 tap handles of beer for the best selection of local microbreweries in town, 22 high-def TVs for you to enjoy all the sports action any day of the week. So come down and see what I'm up to, the Randy Jones All-American Sports Grill in Mission Valley's Hazard Center.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt, and it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188.
Improve your business today. Learn to do professional email marketing the right way with Captain Email. This is Chris Merch, president of WS Radio. For years, I've helped our WS Radio hosts, advertisers, and sponsors with their email marketing strategies. As a former Marine captain and an email marketing expert, I've created a new free club at CaptainEmail.com. Permission-based email marketing to your current customers with proven strategies to reach new prospects has positively impacted many of the businesses I've worked with. CaptainEmail.com includes resources to start and grow your email list, the top 10 email marketing tips, plus a free 60-day trial with no credit card required. From brick-and-mortar businesses to communicating with your Little League team, do email marketing the right way, professionally. How many times have you checked your email today? Log on to CaptainEmail.com, and thanks for listening to WS Radio.
Did you know? A 2009 survey of 22 U.S. hedge fund managers by London-based Moonraker Fund Management found that 90% of these managers had bought physical gold for personal investment. Isn't it time you considered gold? Call Goldline at 800-711-9042. Ask them about the different payment options and read the important risk information to see if owning gold is right for you. Call Goldline today at 800-711-9042. That's 800-711-9042.